Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we've been ministering this week on the seven spirits of God. We've looked at Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, which talks about the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, referencing Jesus, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of the ear, of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity, with fairness, for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. This is talking about Jesus, that he is derived from, he talks about his ancestry coming forth out of the stem of Jesse, that he has the sevenfold Spirit of God in fullness. It'll make him of quick understanding and the fear of the Lord. And he's going to fight for with righteousness. He's going to fight for the meek of the earth. He's going to judge the poor, and he will slay the wicked with the breath of his lips. And he shall slay the wicked. He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. In other words, his divine word that proceeds out of his mouth. And so God is coming, beloved, to judge the wicked. He's very long-suffering. And evil men are waxing worse and worse. And unless they repent, they will stand in the presence of an angry God. And they will repent and regret what they have done. But then it may be absolutely everlastingly too late. But for God's people, God has healing and restoration for his people. In Joel, the second chapter, it talks about the new wine, if you will. It says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil." And beloved, this is a precious promise to all of us. I think we can relate to it. "And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you." So God is going to be restoring his people. You know, Jesus in the Gospel of John, it's recorded in the 16th chapter, verse 8, he said, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, "And he will reprove the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment, of righteousness because I go to the Father, and you see me no more." And what is he talking about? Again, referencing, going back to Malachi, the fourth chapter, it talks about basically the Holy Spirit. He talks about in verse 2, "To you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." And again, it talks about the power and authority God's given to his people. "And ye shall tread down the wicked." And we can do that in prayer. We may not see it actually occur until Jesus comes back. But there will come a time that we will, when we come back with him, we will see the defeat of the wicked. "They shall be as ashes under the soles of your feet in that day that I shall do this, saith the Lord." Praise God. So God gave us the Holy Spirit. Why did he say of righteousness? Because I'm going to the Father. You see me no more. So he gave us the Holy Spirit. And he shall receive of mine and show it to you. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing in behalf of God's purpose and God's will. In Psalm 67:1, it says, he will cause his face to shine upon us. Remember, he's the Son of Righteousness. And then that beautiful passage in Psalm 84:11, the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly before him. And Isaiah, another beautiful, familiar passage, 60:1, arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. The purpose of all this, beloved, is that God is pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. He says that in Joel, so many places in the scripture. But God has given us the Holy Spirit so we can move with that anointing, with the power and authority that God has given us over all the works of darkness. He said, if you're submitted to God and you resist the enemy, he will flee from before you. He's given us keys to the kingdom. He's given us the ability to call upon his name. He's given us the knowledge that we need fear no evil because he is with us. His rod and his staff, his word comfort us and guide and lead us. Praise God. And let me just share some other passages of scripture. Isaiah 60:19-20 says, the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Hosea 6:3 says, then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the latter and former rain unto the earth. And in Luke, that first chapter, this is Zechariah the priest praying, verse 78, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. Other translations say the sunrise from on high or the morning star from heaven. Let me now share, I know I've shared a lot of scriptures, but they're so rich and full. Isaiah 30:26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. Praise God. So, beloved, He is giving knowledge, he's giving comfort, he's giving joy. All of these scriptures talk about our joy shall increase. And so the prophetic significance of Malachi 4:3, it's talking about the judgment of the wicked. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. And so, beloved, in summary, God has given us the Holy Spirit, that same Spirit, precious Holy Spirit that was on Jesus, that we have received that. He's given the Holy Spirit to be with us because Jesus physically is not with us. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. But the Holy Spirit is just like Jesus, and he is our empower. He's our helper, our deliverer. He's our one who goes right alongside of us. Psalm 149, let me share again some beautiful passage. Let me start with verse 4. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. Listen to this. Why? That what's the sword, that two-edged sword in their hand? That's the word of God and the praises of God in their mouth, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. We're talking now, this is what we can do in the spirit, these demonic spirits that are motivating the evil and the wicked of the world. We can bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. All his saints, beloved. I guess that includes you. I think that includes me, right? Praise ye the Lord. That's praise God. And let me share another final beautiful scripture, Isaiah 61:1-3. This is why the Spirit of the Lord, remember Jesus, as he began his ministry, he quoted this and closed the book of Isaiah. He said, this day is this prophecy fulfilled in your ear. He didn't talk about vengeance, but proclaiming the, that's where he stopped, the acceptable year of the Lord. But we have been given that ministry also. The Spirit of the Lord is on you and I, that we can speak the words of Jesus. And you know, when we prophesy in the name of the Lord, it doesn't have to be in, you know, King James language. It's just revealing, you know, God wants to do something in your life. Whatever God, the words God gives you, it is speaking the will and heart of God to others, to encourage, to comfort them. Let me share Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me, take this personally, beloved, to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. He's called us to do this, beloved, to be deliverers in the name of the Lord, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, as well as the day of vengeance of our God, that Jesus is coming back, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and sometimes God's people can be really beat down too, to give unto them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Praise God. Beloved, the fire off of the altar of God, such as Isaiah saw in that sixth chapter of Isaiah, it's being cast into the earth. It touched that holy coal touched Isaiah's lips, and he's touching ours. The word of God says that the sons of Levi, that's us, are being purified by the spirit of fire and the spirit of burning. He makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flaming fire. Let's go forth in the presence of the Lord, in the zeal of the Lord, in the anointing of the Lord, and proclaim his glorious word. He's commissioned each of us to be ambassadors of the good news. Praise God. Well, I love you. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for your prayers. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs or concerns. Know that I'll personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives. And if you email, I will confirm receipt and pray. If you'd like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address. God bless you. I love you. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.